Egypt is a nation in mourning. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Events of this past Sunday have people pretty rattled. We'll share what we need to be praying for and why. And then yesterday, we talked about the first tenet of the Advent conspiracy and embracing true Christmas. And now for the other three parts, because we're focusing on the Great Commission behind today's headlines. First off, you may have heard about it. A bomb explosion at a Coptic church in Cairo killed at least 25 Christians and wounded over 49 others this past Sunday. The victims were buried on Monday, and Egypt's president has condemned the attack and declared 3 days of national mourning. So far, no one's claimed responsibility for the attack, but Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it seemed to specifically target the most vulnerable in the congregation.
This bomb being planted by a woman was planted on the side of the church where the women and the children sat. So overwhelmingly, the victims were women and children.
Believers in Egypt are already a minority in the overwhelmingly Muslim nation. So an attack like this may put them on edge as we head into Christmas celebrations and gatherings over the next couple of weeks.
Particularly as we head into the Christmas season, extra worship services, extra times of gathering become extra targets. And the Christians in Egypt and really throughout the Muslim world are very aware of that.
As you go into your own Christmas services, please remember our Egyptian brothers and sisters in Christ.
I think the way that we can stand with them is simply to pray that God will protect them, pray that they'll be encouraged, and that they won't shy away from worshiping and sharing the gospel message during this Christmas season.
And then Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has some good news to share. In a recent press release, the ministry announced it hit a record number of viewers in the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's Rex Rogers explained some reasons for the ministry's success.
Well, we've worked hard. You know, Sat7 is now 20 years old. It was founded in the Middle East, still located in the Middle East. We always say by Middle Easterners for Middle Easterners, even though there are many Americans who are helping to support the ministry. It's run by Middle Eastern people, and we work hard on air to be indigenous. In other words, there's not a lot of Westerners on there, very few of any. And we work hard at quality, of course, as best we can with the resources that are given us. And we've developed a reputation that's pretty good over 20 years, a recognizable brand, if you will. And then people, spiritually, people are hungry for a message of love and reconciliation and hope, because they don't get that on many of their own channels.
As this ministry continues to share the gospel with people, please be praying, especially in areas where the only way to reach them is through satellite television. And finally, all too often, we leave Christmas feeling drained, physically and financially. But what if we could slow down, spend less, and give more? Well, that's the goal of the Advent conspiracy, which we'll finish talking about today. Greg Holder, board member of Living Water International, gives one example of what it looks like to give more.
When we first started the movement, there was a young man who got the whole concept. And so what he gave his dad was a bag of coffee beans.
Okay, so coffee beans may not seem like a great gift on the face of it, but it was the note with it that made all the difference. The son asked his father to share his story with him over the cups of coffee that they drank together.
Now, I promise you, that gift, that bag of coffee beans, meant more to that dad than any number of other really expensive gifts that his son could have given to him.
Advent conspiracy begins with worshiping our Savior more fully and ends up blessing the least of these.
For most of us, it causes us to slow down and to actually savor the gifts that are given. And when you can begin to connect it to giving to others, and oftentimes faces and names that you won't know this side of eternity, it very much sweetens the experience.
The rest of the pieces of the Advent conspiracy can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks actually stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help support their national ministry partners around the world as they're the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.